Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 27th of December 2016, and this is the 502nd Moll Out Loud podcast. It's been a really beautiful day today, and I discovered that my oak tree, the oak tree that I planted when about 2004, I was writing my thesis at that time, and so I had a long walk to the university each day, and part of it meant going down quite a steep hill down to a creek and then up the other side. And on the way down these steps to the creek, there was an oak tree, and one spring I discovered a couple of little tiny, seedlings. I want to call them treelings, just really tiny, tiny little oak trees with two leaves. And I decided I'd dig one up, and so I did. And I brought it home. And so from this acorn, I now have an oak tree that is tall enough and shady enough for me to sit underneath it and be able to kind of escape the bright sunshine. It's the first time I've done this. Last year I had a vegetable garden underneath the oak tree, which kind of took over that space, but now all my silver beet has gone so much to seed, it's kind of climbed into the oak tree itself, that I didn't feel any compunction about putting my chair into the vegetable bed and sitting there and doing some more of this editing. I thought I would finish it before I did this podcast. I've actually got about 5 pages left, and I realised I really needed to do the podcast now. But it does mean that I will have finished it today. And that feels like a really nice thing to have completed. It's probably taken a bit longer than it should, mainly because I've picked it up and put it down. I've done it in 1-hour stints, and I think probably what it needed was maybe 3 half days to do it properly. And it sort of meant that I had to kind of go back and check things rather than being able to read it in a good flow. But I do feel as if I've got a pretty good overview of it now, and so that's a really nice thing to have done. And in a way, it seems a good thing to do this week in this Altjahrswoche. Editing is a reflective thing. It's sort of given me space to allow other things that have happened this year in my life to settle in my mind. One of the things that I've been thinking about is how I'm quite often addicted to courses. It's partly just really not having enough confidence to just forge ahead on my own, and I tend to search for answers outside. But some of them are because they're really interesting, and others because I really like the communities that I become involved in. But I realise I quite often then enslave myself to them, so they become a substitute for what I think of as my real work. So I'm grateful for what I've learnt with them, but I'm going to be much more circumspect about what I take on next year. What I take on that's sort of external to what I do. And it means letting some things go that were really a good part of my year, and in some cases a couple or 2 or 3 years. But I also feel very clear that that's what I need to do. So I feel as if it's been a year of a bit I've got to a point of being able to let things go a bit better than I was able to do this time last year. I think I mentioned that with the Christmas too, of being better able to kind of let go of expectations, even though I floundered a bit yesterday because I think I'd kind of delayed the expectations rather than let them go completely. But it was better than the year before. And so I was quite pleased to have noticed that. So it's been a lovely day today. It's been a very... I also went to visit some people this morning, some children, and so we had some fun there. And I spoke to my daughter and on Skype, and I'm about to go for a walk with a friend, the friend who had me to Christmas. And then I'm going to have a chat with my Hexenschuss group, or at least maybe one or two members of my Hexenschuss group. Three of them are convening in England at the moment, so there'll be a sort of alternative one happening there. So I think it'll just be an Australian one today. But lovely all the same. We always fill the time, whether there are two of us or six of us. Doesn't seem to make much difference. It just changes the emphasis a bit. So I do hope that you had a good day today. I hope you had a day like the one that I've had. And I hope too that this Altjahreswoche is a time for letting go, a time for letting go things that you've appreciated but perhaps are one thing too many or three things too many to take on into 2017. So it's a nice time to acknowledge those things before they're let go. And I actually wish, and there's no reason why I couldn't institute it really, I wish there was a longer Altjahreswoche. I wish it wasn't just a week. I think an Altjahresmonat, which would be an old year's month, would be rather nice between Christmas and New Year. Because there would be other ways in which things could be cleared up before the new year, but a week isn't really enough to clear up a whole year. Thank you very, very much for listening today, and welcome to my new listeners. Thank you very much, Michael Nobbs, for placing a link, and I feel as if I've got some new people enrolled who I've met online and had a really nice time with. So big welcomes to you, and a big, big welcome to all of those of you who have been with me for a long time. I'm really, really pleased that you're out there. And I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.